And now we're joined by WAMC's political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Well, good morning to you. And your week of travail is coming to an end. David will be back on Monday, and you'll be able to sleep a little bit.
I appreciate it, Alan. I wanted to talk about this congressional race in North Carolina. Republican candidate Mark Harris, whose campaign was being scrutinized, he has now called for a new vote. What do you think here?
Well, first of all, there's a whole bunch of stuff. Number one, the Sun told him not to get involved with this guy who has a suspicious record of the way in which he organizes campaigns. But he did it anyway, and he now claims that part of his problem is that he's had a couple of strokes and that he's got real memory problems. So it's unclear that he'll even run in this special election, which has now been ordered by the elections people. There are a good number of people, Lucas, who believe that if a Democrat had done this, all hell would have broken loose. And frankly, all hell has broken loose in this case. So it sends a powerful message. Don't try to fix elections. You're not supposed to break the rules when it comes to absentee ballots, for example. You're not supposed to go around and collect them and handle them under certain circumstances. And that's exactly what happened here. Harris was quite clear that he wanted the elections people to certify this election. Now he's got a different opinion about it. Hey, of course, he has now turned around because it was inevitable that they were going to do this. And it was better that he was on the right side than the wrong side.
Alan, now another story that's been going on all week with actor Jussie Smollett. Prosecutors saying that Smollett rehearsed his own assault. This has really become a media circus. And with folks on all sides jumping onto this story about how it's outrageous, about how it's damaging. What are your thoughts now that we're closing out the week on this story?
Well, that's right. And what we haven't talked about, of course, is that President Trump is going to Vietnam to meet with Kim Jong-un, who will be traveling by train all the way through China. It's fascinating stuff. The guy doesn't like to get into airplanes. Bulletproof train, by the way, tells you all you want to know about it, about a dictator. And so we have the Smollett story competing with with the President of the United States having a one-on-one with a dictator, one of the worst dictators, by the way, in the world. And competing with the fact that the Trump presidency, in many ways, which is why one of the reasons I suspect he's going to Vietnam now, one of the reasons he's going is because he wants to distract, obviously, from the troubles that he has. We know that the Mueller Commission report will be coming out pretty soon. We know that the White House is bracing for all of that. And yet, when you talk about disproportionate coverage by the press, the smaller thing, of course, an African-American man being criticized by the Chicago police chief, also African-American, who makes a point of that and says the idea that Smollett would use a noose, this becomes fodder for everybody. And the news media can't get enough of it. Michael Cohen is circulating in the background in the press somewhere, preparing to tell the American people what he knows about this president. And he has already indicated that it's not all good. That's for sure. So one has to think about the way we order our priorities and what excites us for news, because you get three news directors sitting there and you put, you know, this test up in front of them and say, what are you going to cover? They're going to cover Smollett, no question about it. Easy to digest for so many people, easy to understand the issues. But when it comes to what's going on in this country, small and probably cold potatoes.
WAMC's Dr. Alan Chartok. Thanks, Alan.